Just to let you know, I actually wrote this track in 2007. It's actually the 30th of April 2009.
Slacking.
So just pay attention anyway, yeah?
Yeah.
I went out on the booze, bumped into a girl called Rebecca. She said, you can call me Bex, come to my table, it's better. You can meet my best friend Stella.
Yeah.
She is French and she ain't with a fella. Have you ever heard the story? Dr. Foster went to Gloucester. Well, here's his nephew, he's an alcoholic monster. Hello, Mr. Foster, you're looking lonely. Don't worry, I'm meeting my wife Rosie. She's from Blossom Hill, she likes to gouch on the restaurant tables all day. Okay, can she dance? Yeah man, she whine. Plus she's quite cheap, so I really don't mind. Fuck this, I went to Mac a smart bird. She said, yeah, I've got a man called Carl. What's his surname? His surname's Berg, full name's Carlsberg. He might blast you in the chest and leave you with a terrible case of heartburn. Don't worry, cause Chronicle's standing quite firm. Yo, check it out. Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, back when I was a young guy, always used to climb out my fucking bed on the wrong side. Building up Sputnik spliffs, smoking on bong pipes, chilling with stupid guys. I did that shit for a long time. Then one day, a pixie came on a quad bike and said to me, Chronicle, you need to stop with the dumb shite. Stop being narrow-minded, get to the library, because people with wisdom intellectually have a long sight. Then I went to the place of students and crack deals. Looked to my left and saw a tractor made out of black steel. He said, save Chronicle, my name's Jack Peel. I do gardens for a living and a flat field. Does it hurt? Yeah, I always get flat wheels. I don't think that you really understand how a twat feel. But now you know why us cunts moan. I'm sorry bro, I can't listen to your problems, I need to rush home. Past the Piccadilly station over the crossroads, where the prostitutes fuck the truckers until they bust loads. Maybe go see one with a palm full of crushed notes, under the bridge without no knickers on, smoking enough bones. I hallucinated, began to choke. That's when I saw the talking pigeon at the bridge's head and the tramp a joke. He said he'd like to climb into the bath and have a soak, but he slipped head first in a murky puddle and stanky soap. Then I met an angry bloke with a fancy coat. He said he worked as a cloakroom assistant at the printworks, but wanted to stab his boss in the damn throat. He'd rather be shagging hoes instead of having to iron coats. Then I met two MCs called Bill and Benny. They said they wanted to clash me for some pills and pennies, but I said fuck that, because my skills are heavy. I'd rather find an MC from Cheetah Mill to Berry.
Shit, mate. Come on, fucking clash me, man.
Fuck that. I'd rather find a fucking MC from Cheetah Mill to Berry.
Come on.
Fucked out because my skills are heavy. I'd rather find an MC from Cheetah Mill to Berry.